what accomplishments so far are you most proud of for 2024?
Yeah, so obviously the school was the crowning achievement in that regard, but also some other projects that I was very excited about was that we were able to get the groundbreaking and the start of the Moravian Foundation new lodge in Spruce Grove. This is going to create hundreds of new spots for seniors to live in our community. So this was also one of the highest priorities that I had as an MLA. We had the completion of the Westview School in Stony Plain as well. So happy to see that that school opened up. We also seen the grant funding in the last year, or actually just recently, at the Pioneer Museum, which is going to help fund a couple of new buildings, and as well as the St. Michael's Fenwick long-term care facility. I think a lot of residents are quite excited about that project because, again, that will help create additional housing space for seniors here in our area. So it's been a pretty busy year, and happy to see that these larger scale projects have finally come to fruition here in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, every time you check off a box, another box comes onto your list. What are you kind of looking forward to working on in the near future here?
So a couple of my upcoming projects, because you are correct, I always have to re-jig my priority list, but you know, I'm in active conversations with Minister Dreeshan in transportation about Highway 628. I know this has been the project that has always been promised and never built for almost the last 30 years. And so that is a key priority of mine, as well as enhanced medical services at Westview Medical Center and the hospital in Stony Plain. This area continues to grow. We need to make sure that we get the most modern-day medical equipment at that facility, and which will also help make it an easier place for doctors to practice as well. So I would say from a capital side, 628 expansion and construction, as well as the Westview Medical Center expansion would be my highest priorities.
And I guess kind of lastly, any sort of areas of concerns or areas of opportunity you kind of see in the near future for Spruce Grove, Stony Plain?
Well, some of the concerns that I've heard from residents that have come out is about affordability. Inflation continues to rise, and so there is always those concerns about electricity prices, other aspects such as insurance or utility costs. So I am working very closely with the ministers responsible for those files to look for proactive ways to be able to bring down the cost that average residents in Spruce Grove and Stony Plain are facing. So that is obviously an ongoing work, but obviously it's a key concern, and it's important enough to so many residents that it, I'm always in the offices of Minister Newdorf, who is the Minister for Electricity and Affordability, highlighting those concerns to residents or from residents.